Many years ago, after visiting my brother in Vienna, my now wife and I took a short excursion to Lake Hallstatt. As we watched the lights of the village bounce playfully on the lake's water, the village suddenly plunged into darkness. For us, the blackout was fortuitous, for it revealed the night sky and its spellbinding luminosity. It was a profound moment. I felt arrested to the glory and majesty of nature. It was then I realized I had reached the pinnacle of joy, the apex of my happiness. But this was just a result of puerile naivety. As many moons later, I stumbled across the engrossing podcast that is Big Timmy's House. This podcast fills me with such dizzying rapture and sheer blind ecstasy that time at Hallstatt means nothing to me now. It should be cast into the lake with some concrete footwear and never be heard of again.
Welcome one and all to another exciting episode of Big Timmy's House. Just me this week, but don't worry, I've got plenty of stuff to make you go, what the hell, why did I do this? So, the first thing is baby update, as is becoming traditional now. Basically, Tanya felt the baby kick for the first time the other day, so we are very, like, every little thing is just so magical, and yeah, it just adds to the hype and the excitement. So, sorry if it annoys you all, but look, this is how it's going to be, I'm afraid. And just remember as well that one day our child might want to listen back to these episodes and sort of like hear how we were before the baby, you know, that they came into the world. So, obviously, we still don't know the gender, so we're just referring to the baby as Sprog at the moment. So Sprog is seemingly doing okay. Been a bit wriggly recently. Tanya's feeling a lot more movement, which apparently is really super weird. hopefully she'll be able to fill you all in a bit more when she comes onto the next episode. So one thing that I wanted to touch on quickly before we get to the main chunk of the meat of the episode, I guess, is that apparently the Loch Ness Monster has been spotted off the English coast. So a couple of places are reporting this. Basically, the Loch Ness Monster was, or something that resembled the Loch Ness Monster, because again, what is it? Who knows? Basically was spotted off the coast of Bristol, the Bristol Channel. So, a lot of people are like, oh my god, the Loch Ness Monster has left Loch Ness and is coming down south for some reason. I have no idea why. I came from up north and came down south, and I sometimes question why I did that. I'm not a monster, though. So, well, maybe I am a monster. Who knows? It's all perspective, isn't it? You know, you don't think that you're a monster, but then you find out later on that you are a monster because you've done horrific things like eating pineapples. You know, maybe pineapples would be like, he's a monster. This is what I'm talking about, guys. Perspective. Look, I've seen the picture. It looks like something. It kind of looks like there's like a snake thing in the water. Like the Loch Ness Monster, basically. Is it there? Is it real? Who knows? There's no real evidence for it being there, apart from some pictures. But pictures can be faked. That's all I'm saying, guys. Maybe these people in Bristol are like, let's get our own monster. And it's horribly backfired. What do you think? Do you think it's something like just a log in the water or something? Or do you think it's an actual creature that for some reason nobody can find? I don't know. And I want you to tell me. Look, I know why you're here. I know why you came back to Big Timmy's house. You heard that we were reading My Immortal, the terrible Harry Potter fan fiction, and you were like, I want more of that. So that's basically what I'm going to do this week. I'm just going to read you some fan fiction. Are you ready? Chapter 5. Now, if you remember, the last line of the last one was what you... because Ebony and Draco Malfoy were in the forest having sex, putting their thingy in their thingies. And then, you know, they just sort of found... Dumbledore found them and said, what the fuck are you doing? Or something. It's genuinely my favourite part of the book, so the story so far. I will say this, guys, if you didn't listen last week, there are some references to suicide, there are references to self-harm and gothic stuff and some very bizarrely described sex scenes. If you're not comfortable with any of that, no problem, we'll see you next time. We've got more D&D next week, which is probably the same sort of stuff. just better written. If you are sensitive to any of that, and if you are going through problems, just remember it's a permanent solution to a temporary issue. Things will pass, things will get better, and Big Timmy loves you. Right, that being said, let's read the next few chapters of My Immortal. Chapter 5, author's note. Stop flaming. If you flam, it mends. You're a prep or a poser. The only reason Dumbledore swore is because he had a headache, okay, and on top of that, he was mad at them for having sex. P.S. I'm nut. Updating until I get 5 good rev yows. Dumbledore made Draco and I follow him. He kept shouting at us angrily, "You ludicrous fools!" That's my new favourite line. He shouted. I started to cry tears of blood down my plaid face. Pallid face. Draco comforted me. When we went back to the castle, Dumbledore took us to Professor Snape and Professor McGonagall, who were both looking very angry. They were having sexual intercourse in the Forbidden Forest, he yelled in a furious voice. Why did you do such a thing, you mediocre dunces? Asked Professor McGonagall. How dare you? How dare you? Demanded Professor Snape. How dare you? What the hell? Then Draco shrieked, because I love her! Everyone was quiet. Dumbledore and Professor McGonagall still looked mad, but Professor Snape said, fine, very well. You may go up to your rooms. Draco and I went upstairs while the teachers glared at us. Are you okay, Ebony? Draco asked me gently. Yeah, I guess, I lied. I went to the girls' dorm and brushed my teeth and my hair and changed into a low-cut black floor-length dress with lace all around it and black high heels. When I came out, Draco was standing in front of the bathroom and he started to sing I Just Wanna Live by Good Charlotte. I was so flattered, even though he wasn't supposed to be there. We hugged and kissed. After that, we said goodnight and he reluctantly went back into his room. Chapter 6. Author's note. Shut up, Prebs. Okay. Please. P.S. I want update bum till you give me good revows. It's like reading like in another language, but better. Chapter 6. The next day, I woke up in my coffin. I put on a black miniskirt that was all ripped around the end and a matching top with red skulls all over it and high-heeled boots that were black. I put on 2 pairs of skull earrings and two crosses in my ears. Okay, I thought she was a vampire. They can't wear crosses, surely. I spray painted my hair with purple. Just with purple. Just purple. There you go. A bit of purple. In the Great Hall. In the Great Hall. Sorry. Voice went weird. I ate some... Oh, now this is goth, right? I ate some Count Chocula cereal with blood instead of milk. And a glass of red blood. Not white. Not orange. Not... like, red. It's definitely red blood. Suddenly, somebody bumped into me. All the blood spilled over my top. Well, it's fine because it's like, it's black. Wait, was there, yeah, it's black, so it won't really show up. Bastard! I shouted angrily. I regretted saying it when I looked up because I was looking into the pale white face of a gothic boy with spiky black hair with red streaks in it. He was wearing so much eyeliner that I was going down his face and he was wearing black lipstick. He didn't have glasses anymore and now he was wearing red contact lenses just like Draco's. And there was no scar on his forehead anymore. What? Oh. I think it's supposed to be Harry Potter. He didn't have glasses anymore and now he was... wearing red contact lenses just like Draco's, and there was no scar on his forehead anymore. He had a manly stubble on his chin. Like maybe just one. He had a sexy English accent. He looked exactly like Joel Madden. He was so sexy that my body went all hot when I saw him, kind of like an erection, but I'm a girl, so I didn't get one, you sicko. I'm so sorry, he said in a shy voice. That's all right, what's your name? I questioned. My name's Harry Potter, although most people call me Vampire these days, he grumbled. Why? I exclaimed. Because I love the taste of human blood, he giggled. Well, I'm a vampire, I confessed. Really? He whimpered. Yeah, I roared. What the fuck? This is so weird. We sat down to talk for a while. Then Draco came up behind me and told me he had a surprise for me, so I went away with him. I mean, this is fantastic. Reposter's note. I also forgot to mention that you should read some of the commentaries people write here. They're hilarious. Oh, okay. So this person that has reposted this thing has said, like, check out... people, what people say about it. Anyway, author's note. Chapter 7, Bring Me to Life. Author's note. Well, okay, you guys. I'm only writing this because I got 5 God reviews. And I won't write the next chapter till I get 10 God Vons. Star Flaming. Or I'll report you. Or I'll report you. Oh my god. I'll report you. Ebony isn't a Mary Sue, okay? She isn't perfect. She's a Satanist. And she has problems. She's depressed for God's sake. Anyway. Moving on. Draco and I held our pale white hands with black nail polish as we went upstairs. I was wearing a red satinist things on my nails and red nail polish. Author's note. See, does that sound lick a maru sue to you? I waved to Vampire. Dark misery was in his depressed eyes. I guess he was jealous of me that I was going out with Draco. Anyway, I went upstairs excitedly with Draco. We went to his room and locked the door. Then we started Frenching passively and we took off each other's clothes enthusiastically. He felt me up before I took off my top. Then I took off my black leather bra and he took off his pants. We went on the bed and started making out naked, and then he put his boy's thingy in mine, and we had sex. See, is that stupid? Oh, Draco, Draco, I screamed, while getting an orgasm, when all of a sudden I saw a tattoo I had never seen before on Draco's arm. It was a black heart with an arrow through it. On it, in bloody gothic writing, were the words, VAMPIRE! I was so angry. You bastard, I shouted angrily, jumping out of the bed. No, no, but you don't understand, Draco pleaded. But I knew too much. No, you fucking idiot, I shouted. You probably have AIDS anyway. Oh, fucking hell. Fuck me, Ebony. You are such a fucking cunt. Sorry, guys. I've just got to fucking say that, because what a fucking bitch. I put on my clothes all huffy and then stomped out. Draco ran out, even though he was naked. He had a really big you-know-what, but I was too mad to care. I stomped out and did so until I was in Vampire's classroom, where he was having a lesson with Professor Snape and some other people. Vampire Potter, you motherfucker, I yelled. Chapter 8. Author's note. Stop flassing, okay? If you do de prep. The author's notes are my favourite parts. Everyone in the class stared at me, and then Draco came into the room, even though he was naked, and started begging me to take him back. Ebony, it's not what you think, Draco screamed sadly. My friend B. Loddy Mary Smith smiled at me, understandably. She flipped her long, waist-length, gothic black hair and opened her crimson eyes like blood that she was wearing contact lenses on. What? She had pale white skin that she was wearing white makeup on. Hermione was kidnapped when she was born. Her real parents are vampires, and one of them is a witch, but Voldemort killed her, and her father committed suicide because he was depressed about it. She still has nightmares about it and is very haunted and depressed. It also turns out that her real last name is Smith and not Granger. Since she has now converted to Satanism, she's in Slytherin now, not Gryffindor. Okay, so I guess she's just changed the character completely, which is fine, I guess. It's her fan fiction. What is it you desire, you ridiculous dimwit? Snape has got some really good lines in this. Snape demeaned angrily in his cold voice, but I ignored him. Vampire, I can't believe you cheated on me with Draco, I shouted at him. What? You're not going out with Vampire. Everyone gasped. I don't know why Ebony was so mad at me. I had went out with Vampire. I'm bi, and so is Ebony. For a while, but then he broke my heart. He dumped me because he liked Brittany, a stupid preppy fucker. We were just good friends now. He had gone through horrible problems, and now he was gothic. Ha ha! Like I would hang out with a prep. But I'm not going out with Draco. That was all like... That was... Okay, I have no idea who said that. But I'm not going out with Draco anymore, said Vampire. Yeah, fucking right. Fuck off, you bastard, I screamed. I ran out of the room and into the Forbidden Forest, where I had lost my virility to Draco, and then I started to bust into tears. Author Chapter 9. Author's note. Stop flaming, okay? I didn't read all da books. This is from da movie, okay? So isn't my fault if Dumbledore swears. Besides, I said he had a headache. And the reason Snap doesn't lick Harry now is because he's Christian and Vampire is a Satanist. MCR rocks! Fucking. Oh no, I'm an MCR fan and I have to read that and every time. It's like, oh. I was so mad and sad. I couldn't believe Draco for cheating on me, even though it was before we dated. I began to cry against the tree where I did it with Draco. She managed to find it then. Then all of a sudden, a horrible man with red eyes and no nose and everything started flying towards me on a broomstick. He didn't have a nose, basically like Voldemort in the movie, and he was wearing all black, but it was obvious he wasn't Gothic. It was Voldemort. So he looked just like Voldemort in the movies. And he was Voldemort! Oh my god! No, I shouted in a scared voice. But then Voldemort shouted, Imperius, and I couldn't run away. Cruikshanks, I shouted at him. Voldemort fell off his broom and started to scream. I felt bad for him, even though I'm a sadist, so I stopped. Cruikshanks, isn't that Hermione's cat? Ebony, he yelled, thou must kill Vampire Potter. I thought about Vampire and his sex-ha eyes and his gothic black hair and how his face looks just like Joel Madden. I remembered that Draco had said I didn't understand. So I thought, what if Draco went out with Vampire before I went out with him and they broke up? No, what? That's exactly what he said. That's what they said. Vampire said that when he went, we went out before. Oh my god, this fucking Ebony. No, Voldemort, I shouted back. Voldemort gave me a gun. No, please, I begged. Thou must, he yelled. If thou does not, then I shall kill thy beloved Draco. How did you know? I asked in a surprised way. Voldemort got a dude, you are so retarded. R-word look on his face. I hath telekinesis, he answered cruelly, and if you doth not kill Vampire, then thou know what will happen to Draco, he shouted. Then he flew away angrily on the broomstick. Urgh! That's my angrily flying away. I was so scared and mad, I didn't know what to do. Suddenly Draco came into the woods. Draco, I said, hi. Hi, he said back, but his face was all sad. He was wearing white foundation and messy eyeliner, kind of like a pentagram. Get it? Between Joel Madden and Gerard Way. Are you okay? No, he answered. I'm sorry I got mad at you, but I thought you cheated on me. I expelled. That's okay, he said, all depressed, and we went back into Hogwarts together, making out. A lot of making out in this. It's great. Chapter 10. Author's note. Shut up, you. I'm not going to read that. If you do not like my story, then fuck off. Please. P.S. It turns out Bloody Mary isn't a muggle after all, and she and Vampire are evil. That's why they mobbed houses. Okay? I was really scared about Voldemort all day. I was even upset went to rehearsals with my gothic metal band, Bloody Gothic Rose 666. Yeah, of course, that is the most gothic metal band name ever. I am the lead singer of it, and I play guitar. People say that we sound like a cross between GC, Slipknot, and MCR. Okay. The other people in the band are Bloody Mary, Vampire, Draco, Ron, although we call him Diablo now. Fucking hell. Diablo. The little ginger kid is now called Diablo. He has black hair now with blue streaks in it. And Hagrid. Oh, early today, Draco and Vampire were depressed so they weren't coming, and we wrote songs instead. I knew Draco was probably slitting his wrists. Oh my god. He wouldn't die because he was a vampire too, and the only way you can kill a vampire is with a C-R-O-S-S. There's no way I'm writing that. Or steak. Steak. And Vampire's probably watching a depressing movie like The Corpse Bride. It's not really a corpse. It's not really depressing. I put on a black leather shirt that showed off my boobs and tiny matching miniskirt that said Simple Plan on the butt. You might think I'm a slut, but I'm really not. We were singing a cover of Helena. I thought you were writing songs. And at the end of the song, I suddenly burst into tears. Ebony, are you okay? Bloody Mary asked in a concerned... Ebony, are you okay? Bloody Mary asked in a concerted voice. What the fuck do you think? I asked angrily. And then I said, well, Voldemort came and the fucking bastard told me to fucking kill Harry. But I don't want to but I don't want to kill him because he's really nice. Even if he did go out with Draco. But if I don't kill Harry, then Voldemort will fucking kill Draco. I burst into tears. Suddenly Draco jumped up from behind a wall. Oh no, the wall! Why didn't you fucking tell me, he shouted. How could you, you fucking poser muggle bitch. See, he's dead out of character. That's an author's note. I started to cry and cry. Draco started to cry too, all sensitive. Then he ran out crying. There's a lot of crying happening. Which is fine. You can cry if you want. We practiced for one more hour. You didn't follow him. What the fuck, man? Maybe you're shit. Then suddenly, Dumbledore walked in angrily. His eyes were all fiery, and I knew this time it wasn't because he had a headache. Really going into that fucking headache. What have you done? He started to cry wisely. See, that's basically nut swearing, and this time he was really upset, and you will see why. Ebony, Draco has been found in his room. He committed suicide by slitting his wrists. Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, fucking, this person's an absolute douche nozzle. Author's note, I said, stop flaming up, prez. See if this chapter is stupid. 1111. It deals with really serious issues. So for yourself, if it's you, thanks to my friend Raven for helping me. I'm just reading what she's written. No, I screamed. I was horrified. Bloody Mary tried to comfort me, but I told her to fuck off, and I ran to my room crying myself. Dumbledore chased after me, shouting, but he had to stop when I went into my room because he would look like a perv that way. Anyway, I started crying tears of blood, and then I slit both of my wrists. They got all over my clothes, so I took them off and jumped in the bath angrily while I put on a Linkin Park song at full volume. Wow, you're so fucking edgy, aren't you? I grabbed a stake and almost stuck it into my heart to commit suicide. Oh, fuck off. I was so fucking depressed. I got out of the bathtub and put on a low... I thought Draco was a vampire and could not be killed. I don't know. It's probably going to play into the story. I got out of the bathtub and put a low black... a black low-cut dress with all lace over it and sandly... What? I put on black high heels with pink metal stuff on the ends and 6 pairs of skull earrings. I couldn't fucking believe it. You couldn't believe you put all those clothes on. Then I looked out the window and screamed. Snap was spying on me and he was making a videotape of me. And Lupin was masticating to it. What, chewing? They were sitting on their broomsticks. Ew, you fucking perv. Stop looking at me naked. Are you pedos or what? I screamed, putting on a black towel with a picture of Marilyn Manson on it. Suddenly, Vampire ran in. I thought she'd just got dressed. Abracadabra, he yelled, and Snape and Lupin pointing... Sorry. Abracadabra, he yelled at Snape and Lupin, pointing his womb. Wow, what a powerful womb he's got, eh? I took my gun and shot Snape and Lupin a gazillion times, and they both started screaming and the camera broke. Suddenly Dumbledore ran in. Ebony, it has been revealed that someone has... No! He shouted, looking at Snape and Lupin. And then he waved his wand and suddenly... Hagrid ran outside on his broom and said, everyone, we need to talk. What do you know, Hagrid? You're just a little Hogwarts student. I may be a Hogwarts student, Hagrid paused angrily, but I'm also a Satanist. This cannot be, Snap said in a crisp voice as blood dripped from his hand where Dumbledore's wand had shot him. There must be other factors. You don't have any, I yelled madly. What the fuck is... Lupin held up the camera triumphantly. The lens may be ruined, but the tape is still there. I felt faint, more than I normally do, like how it feels when you do not drink enough blood. "Why are you doing this?" Lupin said angrily while he rubbed his dirty hands on his gluk. What is going on? And then I heard the words that I heard before, but not from him. I did not know whether to feel shocked and happy or to bite him and drink his blood because I felt faint. Because... Hagrid then paused in the air, dramatically waving his wand in the air. Then swooped he in, singing the tune of a gothic version of a song by 50 Cent. "Because you're gothic," Snape asked, a little afraid. Because he was afraid it meant he was connected with Satan. "Because I love her." I literally have no idea what's going on. Chapter 12. Author's note. Stop faying. Okay, Hagrid is a pedo too. A lot of people in American schools are like that. I wanted to address that issue. How do you know, Snap? I ain't Christian. Plus, Hagrid isn't really in love with Ebony. That was Cedric, okay? What the fuck? I was about to cut myself again with a silver knife that Drago had given me in case anything happened to him. He told me to use it valiantly against an enemy, but I knew that we must both go together. No, I thought it was Hagrid, but it was Vampire. He started to scream, for God, no, my scar hurts. And then his eyes rolled up and you could only see his red whites. I stopped. How did you know? I saw it and my scar turned back into the lightning bolt. No, I ran up closer. I thought you didn't have a scar anymore, I shouted. I do, but Diablo changed it into a pentagram for me and I was covering it with foundation. He said back. Anyway, my scar hurts and it turned back into the lightning bolt. Save me. Then I had a vision of what was happening to Draco. Voldemort has him bondage. Okay. Anyway, I was in the school nurse's office now, recovering from my slit wrists. Snap and Lupin and Harid were there too. They were going to St. Mango's after they recovered because they were pedophiles. And you can't have those fucking pervs teaching at a school with lots of hot girls. Dumbledore had constipated the Cedo camera they took of me naked. I put my middle finger at them. Anyway, Hagrid came to my hospital bed holding a bouquet of pink roses. Ebony, I need to tell you something, he said in a serious voice. Give me the roses. Fuck off, I told him. I know you know I fucking hate the colour pink anyway, and I don't like fucked up preps like you, I snapped. Hagrid had been mean to me before for being gothic. They were in a gothic. I thought they were in the band together. What the fuck happened to there? No, Ebony, Hagrid says. Those are not roses. What are they, goths, to you, poser prep? I asked, because I was angry that he had brought me pink roses. I saved your life, he yelled angrily. No, you didn't, I replied. You saved me from getting a Paris Hilton pee video made of me from your shower scene and being viewed by Snap and Lupin, who masturbated, see that spelt wrong, to it, he added silently. Whatever, I yelled angrily. He pointed his wand at the pink roses. These aren't roses. He suddenly looked at them with an evil look in his eye and muttered, well, if you wanted honesty, that's all you had to say. That's not a spell, that's an MCR song, I corrected him wisely. I know, I was just warming up my vocal cords. Then he screamed, Petrus Mirago Micrago Remensio, for all you cool gothic MCR fans out there. That's a tribute, especially for Raven. I love you, girl. I'm not okay. And then the roses turned into a huge black flame, floated in the middle of the air, and it was black. Now I knew he wasn't a prep. Okay, I believe you now, WTF is Draco? Hagrid rolled his eyes. He looked into the balls of flame, but I could see nothing. You see, Ebony, Dumbledore said. Dumbledore's the best. Watching the two of us, watching the flame, to see with is da flams. Ha ha ha, you reviewers flams, get it? You must find yourself first, okay? I have found myself, okay? You mean old man? Hagrid yelled. Dumbledore looked shocked. I guess he didn't have a headache, or else he would have said something back. Hagrid stormed off back to his bed. You are a liar, Prof. Dumbledore. Dumbledore-y. Anyway, I got better, went upstairs and put on a black leather mini dress that was all ripped at the ends with lace on it. There was some corset stuff on the front. Then I put on the black fishnets and a black high-heeled boots with pictures of Billy Joe Armstrong on them. I had my hair out all out around me, so I looked like Samara from The Ring. If you don't know who she is, you are a prep, so fuck off. Right, it's the woman from The Ring, basically. And then I put on blood-red lipstick, black eyeliner and black lip gloss. You look kawaii, girl, Bloody Mary said sadly. Fangs? Get it? You do too, I said sadly too, but I was still upset. I cut myself, I slipped my, with my wrist, feeling totally depressed, and I sucked all the blood. I cried again in my bathroom and put the shades on so Snap and Lupin couldn't spy on me this time. I went to some classes. Vampire was in there. Hair of magic. Magical magic creatures. He looked all depressed because Draco had disappeared. And he'd used to be in love with Draco. He was sucking some blood from a Hufflepuff. Just a random person. Hi, he said in a depressed way. Hi back, I said in a wukwali said way. We both looked at each other for some time. Harry had beautiful red gothic eyes, much like Draco's. Then we jumped on each other and started screwing each other. Stop it now, you horny simpleton, shouted Professor McGoggle, who was watching us, and so was everyone else. Vampire, you fucker, I said, slapping him. Stop trying to screw me. You know I loved Draco, I shouted and then ran away angrily. Just then, he started to scream. No, my scar hurts. And then his eyes rolled up. You could only see his red whites. No, I ran up closer. I thought you didn't have a scar anymore, I shouted. I do, but Diablo changed it into a pentagram for me, and I always cover it with foundation, he said back. Anyway, my scar hurt, and then I had a vision of what was happening to Draco. Voldemort has him in bondage. Special thanks to Raven, my gothic blood sister. WTF, you're supposed to writ dis. Hey Raven, do you know where my sweater I... And that's the end of that chapter. What the fuck is going on? I have no clue. Maybe we should find out by reading some more next time. Big thank you to you guys for listening, and don't forget to check out JazzChicken87 on twitch.tv for some fun and funky streams. He's playing lots of great video games. I think he's going to be playing Hogwarts Legacy soon if he hasn't already started. So check that out. Let me know what you think. I've been Big Timmy. Get out of my house. And fangs for listening. Get it?